satanic influence have increased. But we can do something about it. And I want to read this little excerpt because that's what I'm going to deal with, because the Lord quickened me to go back and backtrack and deal with it. And then it says, the minister angel far exceeded the influence and authority of Satan, as the strength of Satan was diminished when the spoken word of God cut through the voice of the adversaries, and angels brought physical, emotion, and spiritual renewal to a weary son. It's talking about Jesus, you know, from his heavenly Father. And that's what I want to get talk about in a backwards way, about the spoken word. So we know all history hangs on two golden hooks, the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. And as Perry Stone said, you look at scripture and study the first coming of the Lord, you will see that there were great, great spiritual activity, demonic activity, you know, and also, look around us. So, but now we're going to go back and equip ourselves. And renew our minds in something when it comes to the spoken word. And most of our spoken words, when this is in today, is going to be in tongues. So because I want to keep that in the forefront of your thinking. But when I say the spoken word, I just don't mean the scripture. Yeah, we do speak the scriptures. It's going to, probably you'll hear me say some scriptures and some things in English, if you will. But the language of the spirit is on the same par as the spoken word, the written word of God. So, but we got to renew our mind in it, because we always put speaking in tongues over here, just this extra thing, that we grab when we really, really finally get to a place. But no, it's remember, it was the norm in the book of Acts. It was unusual to find out that people weren't using their language and the spoken word. So now let's go back to the beginning, and then I'm going to take you through a journey here about. And I'm starting a series on the authority of, I guess, the believer, or your authority in prayer is really what I want to call it, And so let's go back to the beginning in Genesis. Very familiar scriptures in Genesis 1. So just pray, because I got a lot of things stirring in me on this. And I want to, it's just like I've come to this point in the road. I got all these forks leading out. So I want to go down the fork that God want me to go today. And so, Ranse Kere Bia Rabba Babo Rebe Diskele and Kara Dandoba. Rapa Pasakida. And yeah, I have the capacity for it. Thank you, Father. Zikidom Brigata Nidi Enskaga. And God said, let us make a man in our image. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image. Our likeness, and let them have authority, complete authority. I love the King James, because the Amplified Classic says complete authority. King James said dominion, so I'm glad it said complete authority. I have forgotten about that. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living creature, da 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 da. So God, we know, gave man authority over the earth. Now we say, yeah, I know that. But you know what? Well, yeah. But I want us to do something with what we know. We know a lot. But the problem is we don't do anything with what we know. So then we have a problem. Amen. So I want to renew your mind in this. So Jesus was challenged with this more than any other thing that he was challenged with. And that is, who are you? Who do you think you are? What authority you have? Remember, they always was questioning his authority. Yeah. So if alguien cape forever ribra safran parido, if the enemy is going to question his authority, how much more will he not question the church's authority, your authority? And so, hold on a minute. This is want somebody to deserve me to look at this. So, and you're going to be challenged on it, you have to keep the revelation of who you are alive in you.
Hallelujah.
And praying in tongues help them. We'll get into that today, but not next week. But so now let's go to Brigham Brevato Nureve Graba. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. Very familiar scripture, but I want to awaken this in us. I want to reawaken this revelation of who we are in us. And don't be, don't lay down your authority. And that's what happens. People lay down their authority. And the way you lay down your authority is laying around not saying anything. What did I say, Matthew? 16. Verse 13. Now, when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciple, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Okay? So Jesus wanted to know, do they know who he is? Okay? And he said to them, "Who do you say that?" And Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood." Okay, he's got a revelation of who Jesus is, because he said, "Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but by my Father who's in heaven." And I tell you, Peter, on this rock, on this revelation, is what I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build my church on the revelation of who they are in me, in the earth. This is how the church is going to prevail. The gates of hell is not going to prevail against the church of the living God, who has the image of who they are, who I am in them, and who they are in me. But it's a revelation. And so this is authority that God has invested to us. Delegated authority. But what happens is the church lays down that authority by sitting around quiet. And the greatest way you're going to exercise your authority is by speaking the word of God. Now remember, the scripture over Genesis, I forgot where it is because I didn't look it up this morning. God breathed into the nostril of man. Man became a living soul or a speaking spirit, because God had to get his authority back in the earth. Remember that? So now, so I want you to remember this. You're going to be challenged on that, till Jesus come. But all you have to do is stand up to it and begin to speak what the living word of God says. Now, Brasile Mbambra Gavri Vidia Pafara Rogo Rizigele Mabrata Zidia Preferingidi Escasa. So don't pray with me. I'm just trying to get a miscabri Vedas. Habri Vidi Escari di Bem, just trying to come to. Okay. So he gave us dominion over the earth. Now, this is the authority and dominion is the way we exercise is through the spoken word. We are a speaking spirit. And if you would examine your life right now, you'll see the season when you were the quietest, just when you had the least manifestation. Mm-hmm. Well, I can at least I can say that for me. Let me just speak for me. The season when I'm laying around, no, I should be saying something. That's the season I have the least manifestation. But when I finally get up and say something, and not saying, oh, God, I'm so tired. No, say the word of God, because the sower sows the word. And say the word of God, then things shift. And that's what's going to shift it now. And, you know, and there's we have authority as individuals, but there's a corporate authority that God has invested in us as well. So with that said, I want to look at Brafrin Eperere Vasanini and Povrego. Let's go to Exodus chapter 17, because there is a type and a shadow there, if you will, of this authority thing that I want us to look at. Lambrigale Felimbore. Let me see, Genesis, Exodus, okay. My mind is moving so fast. Verse 9. And Moses said to Joshua, Choose out men. Choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Don't sit down and don't do nothing. Choose out men and go out and fight. Let's come on together. Let's get a corporate anointing going. Don't sit back and do nothing. Let's get together and get in prayer and begin to speak the word of the living God. And let's go out against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill, on the top of the hill with a rod, authority, if you will, a God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said and fought with Amalek. Now watch this. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the hilltop. When Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. Indicative of, as long as they were exercising that authority, they prevail over the enemy. Now watch this. And when he lowered his hand or laid down his authority, Amalek prevailed. So authority in the youth, you, Christian, prevail. Authority laid down, the enemy prevail. But I'm telling you, the way we release our authority is through speaking the word of God or speaking the language of heaven.
Hallelujah.
And the devil would challenge you on it. He would do something to cause you to shut your mouth. Now, did they lose their authority here? No, they didn't lose their authority. It said they laid it down. You have not lost your authority. But what you do, you let the enemy talk you into laying it down. Oh, you're tired. You don't need to say nothing. Just read the word. Just read the word. You're fine. No, no. You have to say. Say. Remember when to say, when to pray. Say something. I'll never forget Dr. Leroy Thompson said he was wrestling the floor with a blanket. You know, he was wrestling the floor with a blanket. And so he heard in his spirit, get up and say a few things. He said, so I got up and I began to say a few things. But that's what got the pressure off him. That's what caused the money to come in. You got to get up and say a few things.
Jesus.
And you can tell too. Boy, you get to speak of the word, that authority just rise up in you. You know, even if it's Tom, that authority just come up in you. Because there's a place when we operate and keep the revelation of our authority and who we are in Christ alive in us individually, then when we come together corporately, oh, they said, there go those people that turn the world upside down, Jesus. That's what God is wanting us to rise up to a place today to do. There go those people that has turned Fort Worth and the United States upside down for the glory of God. And it's going to be done through the vehicle of confession, if you will, or speaking the word of the living God or the language of heaven.
Hallelujah.
All right. So now, this was built into us. It was built in to us. It works for the world as well as us. You know, what they call this thing, these self-help things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It works. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's amazing because, what's that guy, Tony Robbins?
Yes.
I mean, Christian flock and battles book. I'm like, the Bible says the same thing. I mean, a friend of mine, she was just sending me books by this man. I'm like, ain't no power behind it. Got a lot of stuff in here, but ain't no power behind it. Now, it works. You have to keep doing it. It works because God built, that's in your DNA. Instinctively, you know to do this. You know you should do it, but we just give in. We let the enemy cause us to lay down our authority for whatever reason. I've done it myself. So I want to go to Genesis. I want to go to Genesis and let us see how this principle works. Chapter 11 or 6 about this tower. Because I'm serious. These scriptures start coming to my mind with me laying in bed this morning. I did not get up and look at one of them because I was tired from work yesterday. But the Holy Spirit was giving me one after one. He said, oh, here, say this, 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 and this, and this. And so, 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one accent. And made mode of expression. And as they journeyed eastward, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled and dwelt there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. So they had made brick for stone and slime for mortar. And they said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top reaches unto the sky, and let us make a name for ourselves. See, that's the issue right there. They wanted to make a name for themselves. Okay, now watch this. Lest we be scattered over the whole earth. They wanted to deviate from the plan of God. Well, God's never going to allow that. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people. Wait a minute. Something powerful when we come together as one person. And then one and saying the same thing. I'm going to show it to you in the book of Acts in a minute. He said, wow. God said, wow. It's working, but it's just these are Satan people. So I'm going to have to do something. He says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Now, wait a minute. Now, watch this. So they had already started to build a tower because it's in man. So God couldn't stop it. He had to slow it down. Watch this now. Watch this. And he said, this is the only beginning of what they will do. And now nothing they have imagined can do will be impossible for them. But the problem with it, they were devil worshipers, and they wanted to make a name for themselves. But the only name that's above every name is the name of Jesus. God is the only name. And it said, come, let us go down there and confound, mix up and confuse their language. God had to weaken that language. He didn't stop it. You know, he had to weaken it. So the word, see, he didn't go and he stopped it and confused it and weakened it. If you look up the word confound, one of the words for it is fodder. You know, like you feed animals, livestock, a bunch of stuff. But that's what it was sort of like. God just had to go in and missing words to slow that process down because they was operating a principle. He put in man himself. I mean, he put it in there, it'll work.
Right.
Okay. And so he confused their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from that place upon the face of the whole earth, and they gave up building a city. They had to because it slowed them down. So they got confusion, and he had to slow that language down. Therefore, the name of it was called Babel. Think about it. Come on now. Because there the Lord confounded the language of all the earth, and from that place the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of the whole earth. This is the history of the generation of Shem. So you see how it got started. He had to slow it down. But, you know, man kept that image in him because later on, guess what? We went to the moon, didn't we? Yeah. That came from that very image that was planted there. Come on. Now, I got that from Charles Capp, so you know. I'm not that brilliant. I didn't get that kind of revelation. That's Charles Capp. But I thought, my God. I said, my teacher like it mine first. Because I had to teach it in the power and then tell you. I could not just... say that and make you think I came up with it. I did not. Okay. But isn't that something? So it works. And God designed it for it to work individually and corporately. He gave it to us individually so that when we come together corporately, because if we keep the revelation alive of who we are in Christ Jesus, then all of these dynamics and the intricacies of this corporate prayer begin to work and bring us all together where we are one united mind. Where did you hear that at? You heard it in the book of Acts, because they tapped back into it. God restored it back in the early church when he gave them the heavenly language. Just bring us back. Okay, come on. He's confounded that language, and he gave us a heavenly language now to restore that operation back into the body. And we see it in the book of Acts, and we're going to look at it. Will you pull that shoe off? My foot is cramping. Thank you. And so let's go look at it in the book of Acts. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, this persecution had broken out. And so I think I'll read it down from verse 18 of chapter 4. So they summoned them, Acts chapter 4, verse 18. So they summoned them and imperatively instructed them not to converse in any way or teach at all about the name of Jesus. Okay, let's see how that works. Because you know what? God has restored now this Amasukre. God has restored this unity. God has restored this dominion, you know, through Jesus. All right? And then he restored this language, because if we get over in tongues, we can God can just get us all speaking one, and it won't be in it. Nothing impossible we can do. But Peter and John replied to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you and obey you rather than God, you must decide. Come on, Peter. But we ourselves cannot help telling what we have seen and heard. Then when the rulers and council members had further threatened them, they let them go, not seeing how they could secure a conviction. Because remember, that church is praying. They're praying in the Holy Ghost. And ain't no stopping them now, okay? Against them because of the people. Listen. For everybody was praising and glorifying God for what had occurred. For the man on whom this sign, miracle of healing, was performed was more than 40 years old, and they were permitted to go. And the apostles returned to their own company and told of that what the chief priests and elders had said to them. And listen now, here come this operation that the devil tried to take advantage of before Jesus came. He at the Tower of Babel, and God confounded it. He weakened it and restored it back, because it said they came together right here in verse 24. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together with one united mind. Because guess what? They had been praying, and they had been praying in the Holy Ghost, and they got over in unity. So when they opened their mouth, when the words came out in English, they all just said the same thing by the Spirit, and that lifted that church to a higher place of authority. And the enemy was defeated, and he was defeated then, and he'll be defeated now when we begin to operate in this. They lifted their voice together with one united mind. And you know, they quoted this all down through here. And verse 29, and now, bless God, Lord, observe their threats and grant to your bondservant full freedom to declare your message fearlessly while you stretch out your hand to cure and to perform signs. Remember, he said about the Tower of Babel, because they are one united mind, there's nothing that will be impossible to them. So that same operation now has been restored by speaking in the Holy Ghost and praying together. And he said there were signs, there was wonder through the authority and the power of the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, listen, oh, they were praying, but they were praying in the Holy Ghost. Then this language now drew them all together as one mind, one accord, and they lifted up their voices together, began to quote the living word, the spoken word. They were speaking it, and look at the manifestation. Nothing was impossible. Authority, authority, authority. Yes. When they had prayed, the place in which they were was symbol, was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak. Ah! See, they were speaking the word, and all of a sudden, boom, the Holy Ghost baptized them again. Give you some more of this language so I can keep you in one. They all got filled again. And they continue to speak the word of God with freedom and boldness and courage. Corporate authority. Confounded the language in Genesis, restored the language in Acts to a heavenly language. And that's why he said in 1 Corinthians 14, to when one speaks in an unknown tongue, he speaks to unto God and not unto man. Because it's a language of heaven, and the devil won't be able to subvert this. He won't be able to get a part of this. God fixed it. You won't be able to get in this.
Hallelujah.
Ha-ha. I'm going to restore it with my language. And when they speak to me, nobody can understand them but me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why praying in tongues is so important. Because it raises an awakening, raises your awareness, and causes you to come up in your authority. And awaken you to your authority that you have in Christ Jesus. So men will say, in this your day, who are those people that can operate that way? Who are those people? Who are those people that are saying these things? Who are those people? Who is this man that are, ha, 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 yeah, that are messing up my plan? Who are these people that whatever they say, who are these people that mess up my way? Uh-huh. That's what is when and where we are going today. Just like they said, a Paul of old, you'll be going out and it'll be told, those are the people that have come hitherto and turned America upside down for the truth of the word of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Zeglamburge sefande e prefraso nande rancasho rancaskin e caleco dure ligombra ascari di bota. So mundalenga basa. I really got ahead of myself, so I meant to go to this one last, but let's go back to Psalms 8. It's okay. Zagara mutele capra vedidieca. Zebre brande de eco roba babashiki a roba bocosheda. Very familiar scripture. Lord, Lord, verse 1. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. We're going to silence him. Today, God said, I want you to pray over those that influence. I got this from Lynn Hammond. Those that influence the masses, like the media.
Yeah.
And we're going to silence the avenger.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we're praying over today. Those that influence the masses. Mainly, he said, the media. He said, you go tell them. If they will do what I'm telling them through you, we will shut it down.
Yes.
We will confuse their language.
Yes.
And he reminded me of what Mama Jenkins said. I think, or no, Jeannie Wilkerson said, God told her, that public opinion is hell's intercession. Yeah. Well, hell ain't going to out intercede me. I don't know about you. I don't think so.
Amen.
Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy. Come on. And the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, established, what is man that you are mindful of him? This angel's like, whoa, like Billy said, what is going on here? You don't promote from within, God? Listen, he have made us a little lower than God, not a little lower than angels, if you don't already know that. Let me tell you something Charles Capp said was amazing. Man has the ability of choice and the right of choice. The angels don't. They have the ability of choice. They don't have the right because there's no salvation for an angel. So therefore, you have been made a little lower than God. And angels are here at your service. And they get involved in this operation that I'm talking about, that I'm presenting to you today. This corporate authority. Yet you have made him but a little lower than God. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And, okay, all right. Now, I'm going to come back to verse 6 and reread it because I wanted to take me to something else. So, and he says, oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. That wasn't a glorious ending like, oh, no, he said, that was a revelation. Oh, Lord, this is how your work is going to be excellent in the earth. It's going to be through the dominion of man. That's how this, oh, my God, this is revelation. It's not saying, oh, how excellent. It's not an end of a poem. This is like, oh God, oh Lord, this is how your work is going to be excellent. This is why, because you took man and made him a little Lord yourself, and you said that they would be gods in the earth, that they would be God in authority over what you have given them to be God in authority over. This is how your work is going to be excellent in the earth, because this man is going to operate just like you. So, go back to verse 6. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. I want to go to Hebrews first, and then I'm going to go to Ephesians. Hebrews, let's see what, because I'm just following the reference here, 2. And then we're going to pray, because I got to get out of here by 10:30. Maybe 10:35. Let's see. 2. I start at verse 5. For it was not to angels, listen now, that God subjected the habitual world of the future, habitable world of the future of which we are speaking. When to angels he subjected it, it has been solemnly and earnestly said in a certain place, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you graciously and carefully care for and visit and look after him? For some little time you have ranked him lower than and inferior to the angel. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. For you have put everything in subjection under his feet. Not in putting everything in subjection to man. He left nothing outside of man's control. Everything. Listen, everything. But at present, we do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we are able to see Jesus. In other words, you can look at Jesus. Jesus came to earth as a man. And he demonstrated that we can make these things that are contrary to the word of God be subject under our authority. That's what this is saying. Although we don't see it, we can look, go back and look at Jesus. And we can operate and act just like Jesus, and we'll get the same results. And Satan will say, who do you think you are? Aren't you tired of speaking it and nothing happened yet? What if you speak it for a year and nothing happened? What if I don't speak it? Like Keith Moore said, the devil said to him, what if you die? Keith said, I said, what if I don't? I like that. I mean, come on. So now I want to go to Ephesians 1:22. And I'll fact read verse 20. And you know, even here, Paul is praying that you understand who the hope of your calling is, who you are in Christ. He's praying about you to know that, because he knew about it. Why? The man was in prison, but oh, look what he did for God, because he knew who he was. He didn't let prison get in him, because he knew his authority. He says, and so verse 19, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power. That's what he's talking about. For in us who believe, that power was put in man. That's what they were doing at the Tower of Babel, but it was demonically driven. It was used to work against man, like Satan get in there and mess with it, like he deceived Eve, stole the voice. For us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and in the world which are to come. Wait a minute. Do we have authority forever? Yes. You have authority over things that are opposition that's already in the future that you don't know about.
That's right.
You know what? You don't have to wait till it comes to deal with it. You can deal with it before it comes. Because he says, for now in this age and the age to come. Why sit around? See, what we do, we sit around with our lips zipped, and then the future opposition comes when you can already just never face it. Now, that doesn't mean you won't face some opposition. That's just part of the game. I love it. Don't you like it? It would be boring if we didn't have to do something. You know, it would be a boring life if you didn't have somebody to overcome. You know, I'm serious. It's the way we are built, because we are built by design to be more than conquerors. So why, if you don't have nothing to conquer, what good is that? And your DNA screaming, I want to conquer. I want to overcome something. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church. Ah, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body in the fullness of him, who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure, the full authority, the full righteousness of him who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. God is calling us back to dominate this earth. He's calling us back to walk in this authority as individuals, but more so as a corporate body who's dominating, and people are hearing about it, and the media is hearing about it, and the media can't do nothing because we shut their mouths. We shut them down, and they're coming to see under Rakabashore Bebarke Lemana Romare Kesarabaka. Hallelujah. Obliterating demonic influence. through our authority as the church of the living God. One more scripture, and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Let me find it first. I'm not sure. Second Thessalonians 2. Very familiar scripture. We've read it here before. But I want to connect it with the content of today. But relative to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to meet him, we beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed, whether it be by some pretended revelation of the Spirit or by the word or by letter alleged to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has already arrived and is here. And actually, like Pastor Terry said, Jesus has been coming ever since he left. I mean, he ain't like, oh, wait a minute, Jesus come. No. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way, for that day will not come except the apostasy comes first. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, who is the son of doom, who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and insolently against and over all that is called God or that is worshipped. Even to his actually say, you know, it's working now. Opposing everything to God, against God. Even to the point of taking his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Well, that ain't going to work. Do you not recollect, as Paul said here, that when I was still with you, I told you these things? See, he's reminding them because they laid down their authority and they getting all alarmed and disturbed because nobody's saying anything. They just listen to the news and believing it. Mm. Believing that, oh, it's so bad for America. Believing that, oh, my God, this is bad. President Trump is bad. President, this is bad. President Obama is bad. When God is one enough to take our mouths and change and rearrange some things. Set some things in order. And now you know what is restraining him. In other words, Paul is reminding him, through the authority of the church, we can restrain the Antichrist spirit.
Hallelujah.
That is what operating right now. He said, do you not know what is restraining him? Do you not know? The fact that you have a birth certificate and in the earth, there's some restraint happening. What do you think will happen if you open your mouth? He says, what is restraining him from being revealed at this time? It is so that he may be manifested in his own appointed time. No, he ain't finna manifest before time. The devil is a liar. He says, listen, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority. See, that's just what that Antichrist spirit, you know, the Antichrist spirit produces. This is a rebellion against constituted authority. Is already at work in the world. It's already at work out there. We don't have to go, really? No, it's already at work. We see it. But watch this. But it is restrained. Paul said, look, you know you have authority to restrain it. It is restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. Wait a minute. As long as there's the body of Christ in the earth, it can and should be restrained. And Paul said, it's restrainable until we are raptured out of here. That's what he said. Until we're out of here, there ain't nothing can do. Nothing else nobody can do. But long as there's a church of the living God in the earth, this spirit of Antichrist, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority. No, because the Bible says that God has put all authority in all, and he set all authority in the earth. So that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, Paul is saying, look, I have to remind you. I have to call you to remembrance. You are supposed to restrain that thing. And you have the authority. This is what this is indicative of. You have the authority and the ability and the right to restrain until you're taken out of here.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew, Jesus. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing and his coming. For the coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is through the activity, listen, and working of Satan, and will be attended by great power with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and delusive marvel, all of them lying wonders. And by unlimited seduction to evil and with all wicked deception. See, that's going to happen full blown when the Antichrist appears. But that, like Paul said, the spirit of it is already operating. But he said, hey, guess what? You can restrain it. And by unlimited seduction to evil and with all wicked deception, for those who are perishing go into perdition because they did not welcome the truth, but refused to love it that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading, but you know all that, but authority. And I'm referring to corporate authority. If I had a synonym for corporate prayer done the right way, it would be corporate authority.
Amen.
When you come over to the prayer place, begin to pray in the spirit, by the spirit, through the spirit, you are releasing your corporate authority, and nothing is impossible for us. It is by design. God preordained it to be, and it's in our DNA. And that's why we can't rest unless we are praying or in some kind of prayer or corporate prayer. So he's wanting to renew our mind this morning of his divinely granted authority. And so our authority, the main way it is released, is through the spoken word of God. We're going to lift our voice, and we're going to, through our heavenly language. And we're going to use our heavenly language because, remember, it is so much happening when we're speaking in tongues. I can't tell you all that's happening because it's so very intricate. But I can tell you that you are coming up. You come up in your place in God. You realize that we have authority, but we can come up in it, our authority. That's happening, and then you're restraining. You're sending out restraining orders to every evil quadrant in the United States. There is all of these dynamics are happening when we're praying in our heavenly language, because our capacity is unlimited.
Hallelujah.
There's what's the guy name? Judy, the guy that wrote the thought, believer's authority, I'm going to bring it next week. Yes, as John Maxwell say, there's no national boundaries. And I forgot to go over to chapter 2 of Ephesians and say, and you are seated in heavenly places with him.
Amen.
So we're going to take our seat together right now, and we're going to send out some restraining orders today.
Glory to God.
Over the media, That's what God said. I want you to pray over those that influence the masses today, but I want you to pray over the media. That's what we're praying over. Zebraki aramembra, brandalis alambra, robolanka lekisi la branda roboshka. Ziglamborokoshla, andrisanda. Yeah, we're going to undo all that. We're going to undo all those words that they're releasing. We're going to undo hell's intercession. Alangre seframbora, bilila cambro, gorme tereka, chaladia, rakasira, bapor, geta rakatokoro roboko sokadaraba. Mandre ketch a lot of boko sister in the big sister. Ura gedera the boko sister in the big sister. Arabruka Tarabocos, Sester de Beke Arabocos, Randa Arabocos, Resha Caradabaca, Sester Arabaca, Sastaba, Oroba Rabaca, Shekar Araboco, Rabababoco, Sester de Beke, Sister Zerebeca, Sescarabaca, Sacorobocos, Sester de Beke, Zerebeco, Roboco, Rabababaca, Sester Arabaca, Sasta, Zerebeco, Roboco, Rabababosha.
Ilabara si tombrosa kambadish ambaraka endosula ambikos angkar kondo bari maswa aswe aseko aseke asabori tene kanda boria ande koli ande kati kanda bos lente kame nish murate prato tene bosa ambri amprakato eshte kodona kanda basu konda ashte kodo goshi kende nish Mbroska, Ambrika, Ostoko, Estekuta, Kamita, Muslo, Eslaka, Eslekone, Eslipo, Aslapa, Ambroska, Mbokorina, Arzekoboria, Spazikat, Antea, Azokia, Antiamo, Antepuria, Azekluta, Prakado, Estoko, Elebrosi, Tembakasha, Prekodoka, Mata, Rekodeba, Poma, Kashaka, Marekesa, Boda, Amadesha,
Say we're going to do something because I don't want your mind and I want our tongues together because they're kind of scattered right now. So let's bring them together and kind of come and bring the people with you. Okay? Let's get it. And I heard something, but I want to say it when we go back. So let's try it again. Come on. Sobrega da la branda. I know to me it is. I could be, but do you sense the difference? So now we're going to keep working to get it even better. Zobre concha, come on. Zigele bronda. Zeglande de eke seste de bekoza. Ela broko lorra badare ese kede de bekeza. Ebre godoro robo moko seste. Aga poko seste de bekeza. Zebre eche kera robo moko seste. Eze gambre bodo. Esha manda. Esha manda bronda de bekeza. Enzora moko seste da bakaza. Nana makaza. Akana na makaza bakaza. Marraba ha 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 ha. Arrana de bekeza. Nana So keep coming now to this place of prayer. In me, by the Spirit, I will take you there. I will take you to the place with one mind and one mouth. I will take you there now. Just be assured, that heaven knows, and be assured that hell knows too. Oh, yes, because they now are scrambling and scattering for the intercession and the speaking of the heavenly language through you. Oh, Rashale, Ayendam, and Manonge Vaye, and Osasamondo, and all will see and all will say. Oh, who are those that are operating this way? Sabondongle, Halengla Nayan, Jengla Mombre Varin. Under the body now, oh, the body now, is the brass of Goroshake, and the body will rise and rise and rise. Oh, yes, Alobrocosele, Echela, Andra, Andele Mandre, Eskele, Andele, Andela, Yorobo, Kesta, Salavaca, Orobore, Derebe, Robodoro, Roboche, Lenegate, Rebekeche, Orobo, Sheke, Orobo, Sheke, Orobo, Branda, Echo, Rababo, Roboche. These are the damn now a slam. How you out of the bow? The works of my hand now. The works of my hand, that's my plan. Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Oh, oh, yeah, kashakaya, kashakaya, oh, yeah, kote out of the bow, kosa. Oh, oh, rabbe de ke, edebe ke, edebo ko, a rabbo bo 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 sheke, edebe be bo robo rabarakatara, barakatara rabbe, rabbo bo bo robo do, rabbo bo robo bo bo sheke. Jesus. Yeah. I want to read something Julie Lawler just handed me. It's amazing. It's by Lynn Hammond. And part of it is called Accessing the Realms of the Spirit. She says, decades ago, my father in the faith, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, used to say there are higher dimensions of the spirit the church must move into before the coming of the Lord Jesus. That's what we're talking about today. And I believe this is our year for it. I believe that in 2019, that fellowship with the Holy Spirit will access the higher dimensions. Well, how are you going to fellowship with it unless you're praying the Holy Ghost? As we do, especially where prayer is concerned, we'll be better equipped to deal with the things the devil is throwing at us these days. We'll also experience to a greater degree, the fulfillment of the prophetic words recorded in Acts 2. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass at last. In the last days, God says, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. What do those verses have to do with believers moving into new spirit dimensions? You might wonder. A lot. We can see that by reading the rest of the book of Acts. It shows us what this great end time outpouring of God's spirit is supposed to look like. And it's filled with examples of believers who access that spiritual realm. Take what happened to Peter in Acts 12, for instance. He had an experience in the realm of the spirit that literally saved his life. You remember the story. He had been locked up and sentenced to die for preaching the gospel. The church had been praying for him. Ah! And the night before he was to die, he was sleeping in chain between two soldiers. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared. And blah, 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 blah. And you know, he talked about moving into a new dimension. In that instant, Peter found himself so caught up in the spirit, he wasn't sure what was happening. He could see the angel leading him in prison doors, Aramada swinging open. But he was so unaware of the natural realm. Are you kidding me? Chained up in prison? He didn't even know if what he was seeing was really real. It was only after he followed the angel past the two guards that stood at the gate. And she goes, example in Acts chapter 16. When the unseen follow up the seen. If you ever read Fox's Book of the Martyrs, you know that persecuted Christians down through the ages often had such experiences. Many who went through the most torturous ordeals. The grace of God came on them and caused them to cause the seen realm to be swallowed up by the unseen. Heaven came down, you see, eclipsed their situation, and they went to meet Jesus singing with rejoicing. She goes on and on and on. So is this, I got to have a copy of this.
She called it the
shift. Hey, shift. Jesus.
In the spirit realm, and she had that prophecy in January of the year.
Mine. Wow, my. Send it to me, my. Lynn Hammond. No, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, oh, Jesus. I could just keep going.
That you are in this place. We ask you to forgive and to heal our land. Feel your glory, stretch out your hand. We plead the blood of the precious Lamb. We declare. Formed against the church shall prosper. We bind the powers of darkness, declaring the truth together. We are moving the gates of hell. We are moving the gates of
So one of the little nugget I just want to reiterate this morning. So now remember, don't let your mind, remember when I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit within me prays by the Holy Spirit, but my mind is unproductive. And that's why sometimes I don't like to say, well, we're going to go after this. Because, you know, I know you guys are ready, you know, because it get us all over the place. And when I say, I know I say that very vigilant and very like battleistic, if there's such a word. But when I get to praying, it's not like, I'm going to get your throat there and ring. No, it's not like that, you know. But sometimes it is, but not, you know what I'm saying. But so remember, if your mind gets you eager, if you will, just kind of pull back, especially because we want to get all of us together. We got to get to that place. If the people, them devils can get there, and they go in one mind and one mouth, we can. But, you know, but we're in training right now. We're going to get there. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything before we dismiss? The media.
Destroy the works of the devil and to shut the mouths of the lion.
Yes. Thank you for saying that because I want to read a scripture I got. I prayed it and I turned to it. Let me go back to it. So thank you for saying I want to read this scripture because I heard he will startle many nations and I knew it was in Isaiah. So let me read that one. Isaiah 52. He says, but I'm in Psalms 52. That won't work. So shall he startle and sprinkle many nations. Listen, and kings shall shut their mouths because of him. Verse 15, I'm sorry, because y'all can always help me with that because I tend to read and I'm doing better though. But thank you, Judy. So Isaiah 52, verse 15. So shall he startle and sprinkle many nations, and kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider and understand. And then here they put Romans 15:21. I have flipped there, and Paul is, you know, preaching here, but instead he said, I would act on the principle as it is written, they shall see who have never been told of them. He was talking about the reason he was going to the Gentile nations, you know, and people that hadn't heard the gospel, I put it that way. And they shall understand who have never heard of him. And then he said, this ambition is the reason why I have so frequently been hindered from coming to visit you. But anyway, yes, kings, leaders will shut their mouths. going to shut their mouths. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over all of us here today, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over everything we've been made stewards and heir over. And I say in the name of Jesus that the blood speak on our behalf today. And in the name of Jesus, and on the authority of the word of God, and the authority that been invested in me by the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, I say, Satan, you won't touch our family members. Amen. You will not cross the bloodline. The blood is against you today. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I say to heaven, thank you for backing me up. I forbid any evil to come to our dwelling. In earth, therefore, it is forbidden by heaven, which means that all the angels now that were preserved for this word I'm speaking now have gone on their assignment on behalf of us here today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. Show us how to hold this place in our heart, Lord, until we come together again. Help us this next week, Lord. Ah, Jesus. Hold us after the body and prefer a good rabbi. Zivri bor vreve didi ebreba bor garliendo bo. Zirra babranda reanga randa gia ruba deshkana. Zia roba de rieke o roba de robo ko shaka raba renda. Zia raba bo roba de rieke sister de baka. Zia raba bo roba de rieke sister de baka sa. O roba de robo ko sister de baka sa. Ishtire ko parana sto. Zapo roba bo ko shaka. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this property. Over every part of it. I pray a blood circle around this property. I plead the blood over all the infrastructure. In the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over Brother Copeland's Miss Gloria. Over Pastor George and Terry and their children and children's children. Over John and Kelly and their children, their children's children. Over, Father God, our executive team and their families. Father, over the managers, over the directors, over the managers, over the administration, over the rest of the staff. The blood of Jesus. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus. And I hold the blood of Jesus between us and every assignment against us from the enemy. And I said it will fail. It will fail. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. I think that's it. Okay. Thank y'all.